Democrat Jamie Ager wants green new scam policies back. By Matt Mercer on September 4, 2026. North Carolina Democrat Jamie Ager is the latest left-wing candidate to promise a Green New Deal rerun if his party wins control of the U.S. House of Representatives in November. In an interview with radical left former Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin, the Democrat candidate for the state's 11th congressional district says, "There's no question we need renewables to get climate change under control." Ager's pronouncements on green energy don't stand up to the reality of its use, especially in rural North Carolina. North Carolina's electric cooperatives have estimated the mandate could drive hundreds of millions of dollars in additional compliance costs over the next 15 years, which would ultimately be passed on to families, seniors, farms, and small businesses across rural areas. French Broad EMC, which services Ager's home in Buncombe County, already bills members a separate NC renewable energy recovery fee to cover the costs of meeting the state's renewable mandate requirements. The price tag of government-mandated green energy is already hitting into families' electric bills. Ager's personal history shows the far left knows exactly what they're getting if he wins in November. The League of Conservation Voters Action Fund, LCV, has endorsed Ager because it wants clean energy economy warriors and supports environmental champions who will make urgent action on climate change a priority. The group has also celebrated Rashida Tlaib, Greg Kassar, and Alex Padilla, and more, some of the most radical and extreme Democrats in Congress. Give Green, an environmental campaign fundraising platform, lists Ager as committed to bold climate action and notes he is backed by both the LCB Action Fund and NRDC Action Fund. Even more telling, Give Green shares why electing Ager is so important. Flipping North Carolina 11 would help create a pro-environmental majority in the House, which would make it easier to pass climate change legislation at the federal level, including Bernie Sanders' $16.3 trillion green new scam that aims to fully decarbonize the U.S. economy by 2050. Notably, Ager neglected to mention his history attending a communist-friendly college or his politically connected family that includes a former congressman in the same district he's now running in and two state representatives. Ager's campaign, built on being an apolitical farmer focused on lowering costs, is at odds with his biggest supporters and his own personal history. He faces Republican Jennifer Balcom in the November general election. She was chosen by the party's executive committee to replace outgoing Representative Chuck Edwards on the ballot. Balcom, a lifelong resident of the district, is a two-term state representative who injected new energy into Republicans' hopes of keeping the seat under their control.